something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I can do all things by his resurrection power. I can do. Glory to God. See, I'm talking to me. That's not a worship to God. That's not a praise to God. So that's not a sacrifice of praise to God. To speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. This is my season. When you sing that song, this is my season. You're talking to you. That's what he said. And you know, when you sing such songs, you're stirred in your spirit. You're stirred. That's different from the guy who said, oh God, I help in ages past, I hope for years to come. That guy is suffering. Oh God, I help in ages past, I hope for years to come. Says nothing about today. Hallelujah. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Did you see that? And say you're making melody to anybody else. They may not like what you're singing. They say, what's all that? Say, I'm making a melody in my heart to the Lord. So what are you doing? I'm singing and making melody in my heart to the Lord. They say, we don't like it. It's not for you. It's not for you. Every now and then. Doesn't even sound like tongues. You understand what I'm talking about? It says making melody. Didn't say anything about the words. This is the way to be filled with the Spirit. That's what he's talking about. Instead of carrying a long fist every now and then, you want everybody to know something's gone wrong. So you're looking for a way to open the conversation. So someone should ask you, what's the problem? Aren't you tired of that kind of life? Every time you show up, there's something wrong. And everybody else is happy around you. You want them to know there's something you don't find funny that has happened. You don't need that. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. There's just some people who don't like to be happy every day. I don't know what's wrong with them. They don't want to be happy every day. They like it sometimes up and sometimes down.
How often should we be filled with the Spirit? All the time. Yeah, somebody says, yeah, if everything is all right, I'll be filled with the Spirit. But when things go wrong, you ought to be filled with the Spirit when things go right and when things go wrong. Because your life is not dependent on circumstances. Are you hearing me? You're a man of the Spirit. You're a woman of the Spirit. You don't belong here. Doesn't matter what's happening around you. You are above them. Say, I'm above only. Say it again, I'm above only. Hallelujah. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And it says singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God in the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Giving thanks always. Giving thanks always. Giving thanks always. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Giving thanks always. You want your life to be a life full of thanksgiving? Yeah. Giving thanks always. I said, my hope, my praying, 90% of my praying, more than 90%, is full of thanksgiving. I'm always thanking God that, you know, that's what comes out of me. Thank you, Lord. So much to thank Him for. Because you have your focus on what He's already done. Listen, what Christ has done for us has put us over. He's not trying to put us over. He's already put us over. That's why I never need a breakthrough. He's already done it. What in the world could we ask for? Even this thing that we're reading here, where it says to us, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I told you, if you have a good King James Marginal Reference Bible, you'd find is this being filled, being filled. Because the connotation here is a continuous experience. Be being filled with the Spirit. That's what it's talking about. And God, this is great. This is great. Look what is made of us. Champions forever. So the only problem you can have is if you don't know your identity. Once you find out about this stuff, you're changed. You're changed. You just know you will never fail again. You will never be a failure in life. You just know. Hallelujah. You just know. Glory to God. You just know. You've been made a victor for all time. You just know. See, you get it from the Word of God in your spirit. Let me show you something. Ephesians chapter number 3. Now, these are some of those things we call shouting scriptures. Hello? Shouting scriptures. But you know, there are those who have their attention on the things of this life. And because of that, they're unable to see the direction of the Spirit. They're unable to understand the Word of God. So the Word becomes like a mystery to them. A mystery. You're a child of God. It shouldn't be a mystery to you. Understand it by the Holy Ghost. Let's read this. You'd like this one. Ephesians chapter number 3, and I'm reading to you from verse 14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you. Listen, this is Paul the apostle praying for the Ephesian brethren. I want you to listen to the content of his prayer. Here's a man praying for others. And he's praying by the Spirit for them, which means this is the will of God. The content of this prayer is the will of God. And he prays it for this church at Ephesus. What does Paul think he is? You would know. Just watch. 14 again, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened, invigorated with might. That might is from dunamis. It means miracle working ability. Strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. He prays to God for them that they be invigorated with the dynamic ability to cause changes. That this power would work within them. You know what this means? All weakness is gone. All failure is gone. If God were to answer this prayer, it means he's made you a victor for all time. Oh, boy, did he answer. That he would grant you, verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.